Hello and welcome to Awakenings. That bit of music was Liquid Mind Music. We hold peace in our hands. And of course, we had Chuck Wild from Liquid Mind on a couple of weeks ago. So I wanted to play a little bit of that to set the tone of the program. Welcome all of you to Awakenings Radio. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and you have tuned in or turned into this program, however you have found yourself here. I want to welcome you all. I want to welcome everyone that's coming in from the chat and also those that are listening via Cosmic Dimensions and, of course, those that are listening via iTunes and other podcast archives. You're all with us now, and you're helping to co-create this program. So, as always, it's just wonderful to be here with all of you. If you are new to Awakenings Radio, what you can do, if you're in the chat room listening as a guest, totally great. If you would like more interaction and you'd like to be heard, or you'd like to interact in the chat or ask questions via chat, all you need to do is register. If you're already registered through Blog Talk Radio, of course, all you need to do is sign in. But if you're a first-time listener, participant, as I like to say, then all you need to do is register, which is just your email and a name that you choose. You can use your own name or a name that reflects you, or a name that you just like to use, and that will get you interacting in the chat room. Also, if you are listening for the first time and you'd like to listen by phone, all you need to do is call 347-539-5122, and that's 347-539-5122. And if you have a question or a comment, if you would just press 1 on the keypad, and then that alerts me that I know that you have a question or comment, or you want to be heard. You might have something very relevant to say. We've had Fran Seagirl, I guess, last time call in with a situation that her husband was going through. He works for animal control, and we were able to take a pause and send light and prayers, and she got a lot of support in the chat room as well, so that's what we're here for. And as some of you know, the chat room was renamed by a few listeners as the Sacred Space of Empowerment, so I find that's an apt name for that place. And of course, all of us are holding the space there, all of us are co-creating this, and it's not just me, so it's all of our program. So if you have just tuned in or surfed into Awakenings, I'll tell you a little bit about it. In a sense, it's creating a new template in the world. Let's see. So I just found out there was not hearing sound. Did you not hear sound the whole time? Okay. Let me ask on a little technical difficulty. I'm not sure what. Okay. Let's see. If someone can let me know in the chat room, this is what I love about this interaction here. Did you hear the intro? Did you guys hear the intro? So it's better now? Okay, I can do a sound adjustment too. Oh, Sporty Panko, he went out for a little bit. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Now, see, what did I tell you? Instant feedback here. So again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122 if you have questions or comments, if you'd like to just chat. Just missed a minute or two. Oh, thank you, Tammy. Thank you so much. Good now. Okay. We're doing till probably, I guess, the beginning of May, the first week of May, how and where you listen to Awakenings. And also, you know, keep them coming even after that. I'm so enjoying the feedback that we're getting on Awakenings and also how people are listening to Awakenings, you know, whether iPod, iPhone, iShuffle, calling in. I think I told you mowing the lawn, doing laundry, going, you know, running on the treadmill, taking children to school, just a whole plethora of way that people are listening. And I got an email today, which I want to touch on. This person, Dana, listens to Awakenings while making goat's milk soap and doing other farm chores. They listen on their iPod Shuffle. And they also write, thank you so much for doing what you do. Keep shining. It helps us all to grow. I love that. So making goat's milk soap sounds wonderful. And other farm chores. And also on the iPod Shuffle. So that's nice. So you get a little random listening there that you can with the shuffle. So keep those emails coming. And also you can go to the Awakenings Radio fan page, or I like connecting page. I don't think of it as a fan page, but on Facebook, Awakenings Radio, and that, and you can also leave your comments there of how you're listening to Awakenings, and we're going to do a little something for everybody with that. So, and Paulo might be involved in that. I'm involving him in this, so some of you will really like that. So keep them coming in, and you email me at awakenings@selfinlight.com with your feedback and also how and where you listen to Awakenings. And it's just really tickling me. It's touching me. It's amazing. And it's also tickling me the various ways that people listen and when they listen. And, you know, those of you that have been listening for a while and connecting know that I love this, you know, the multitasking, because it's representing that multidimensional living that we are, that simultaneous living that we do, simultaneous realities, right? So why not, you know, jogging somewhere but listening to Awakenings Radio? Or why not running? Or why not in the, you know, on a hike or in the middle of nowhere? Or vacuuming or on your boat or at your office, you know, or cleaning house or, you know, painting a room, or maybe we got to get some construction workers listening to Awakenings Radio while they're framing or doing their electrician work or whatever. But it just goes to show, you know, we can be doing something and obviously aware, present to what we're doing, but also be listening to something else or receiving input or information somewhere else. I mean, we already are anyway. We already are receiving various, you know, forms of input, data coming into us, stimuli. So we can begin to choose more what we want to tune into or listen to. Sometimes I'll do that on my, I go for a walk on this trail, kind of a hike, and then I do a bit of running. And sometimes I'm chanting, sometimes I'm listening to chants on my iPhone, and sometimes talking with somebody. I'd love to be able to host a program from there. I might have to see about that. You know, and sometimes music, and then sometimes just the stillness, sometimes just the crickets or the birds. But, you know, taking that quality of sound and tone into our life adds a whole nother dimension. A whole nother dimension, because when you're only focused on the visual, which is great as well, but, you know, there's so much more, you know, the sensing, the feeling, the hearing, and the composite of all those tactile experiences makes our life even more enriching. And the best thing is we can do it on our own time and in our own way. You know, it doesn't have to be at a certain time, which is great about these the archives. If you do, you know, a lot of these, it's interesting, a lot of the emails that I'm getting are from people that are catching the archives. Some are listening by phone while they're doing other things, but the majority are on the archives and then they play them back. And I just think, too, it just shows this wonderful connecting that we all have, these connecting dots that we are, this reflecting consciousness that we are, and sharing and empowering and connecting and listening and learning and understanding, and all that is being shared at various times. In one way, all simultaneously, we're all present, but then also at various times, there's always that connection, there's always that connecting, and it creates a wonderful, rich, diverse, empowered, soulful community. So I'm really happy to be doing this with all of you, facilitating this and connecting with all of you in this way. Okay, we do have a caller, so I want to see what that's about. Hello, 908-281. You're on Awakenings Radio. 908-281. You're on Awakenings Radio. Did you have a question or a comment? Okay, maybe they're just listening, but I've got two hands. Hands up at two numbers, 908-281.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, good. This is Ping, and I think Katie booked me to be in an interview this
moment. Oh, yes, but you were supposed to be calling from another number. I guess Mercury retrograde, that keeps happening. Yeah, I had another number for you, so... that's fine, Ping. But I want everybody to know a little bit about you. So let me, some already may know, but great. So we're on air live with Ping Li, who is a best-selling author, speaker, and soul healer. She is the creator of 22 Steps of Awakening to Your Divine Essence. She helps spiritually seeking leaders, experts, coaches, and light workers who are ready to claim the power of their divine self, awakening their soul's infinite wisdom. And you can also reach Ping Li at awakenwithinpath.com and also awakeningbooklodge.com. And that's awakenwithinpath.com and awakeningbooklodge.com. Welcome to the program, Ping Li.
Thank you, Michelle. It's my honor. I'm excited. I was hearing your comments. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And where are you located? Are you in the States?
I am located in Belmead, New Jersey.
Ah, okay. Okay, great. Well, welcome. I always like to know where. And people in the chat, hello to all in the chat, too. And people in the chat are saying hello to you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I really want to dive in a little bit to see, well, first of all, what prompted you to write the book and also to focus on the soul? I'd like to get your...
What a very powerful question, Michelle. actually, I know, I grew up in China. I came here when I was 20s. And English is my second language. Although later part of my life, I knew somehow that I would write a book, but I had no idea whatsoever when and how,
Right. But you did have an idea. You were drawn to writing, it sounds like.
Yeah, but what happened was I had an incredible awakening experience through my journaling and my meditation. So at that point, I just felt, wow, it's a time to write a book. And this came as an inner voice within deep within me, because I was journaling 3 pages every morning, and the insights and the things just coming to me just from the divine channeled through me. And I knew it was the time, so I just, it was the most incredible experience that I have ever had. Such an ease, literally in the presence of love and light just carries me as I wrote my book. It was magic.
Now, let me ask you, when you, okay, so you grew up in China, and did you have a spiritual focus or connection there as well?
It was very interesting. I know deep down I am very, very spiritual, but at the time in China, and we were not, I won't say allowed, but, you know, in the communist country, the practice at least was not promoted in any way. So I didn't have any bring ups in the spiritual practice or things like that. I just saw my grandma, you know, put two hands together like a pray position and saying the thing inside her mouth, and I just knew that was pray to Buddhas and Kuan Yin later on in my life, but I have no idea. So everything was grown or everything would come out while I was here in America.
That's wow, interesting.
Yes. You know, Michelle, I felt coming to the state is my destiny.
Is your destiny. Oh, absolutely. It sounds like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting here that, you know, I'm very curious. Actually, I've been to China way back when, in the early 90s. Just for a week, because I was traveling the Asia, Far East. Yeah. But now let me ask you, growing up, because it's just very interesting to me that it's obviously a destiny to come to the States, and obviously to have this awakening. What would you say, though, how was it growing up, I guess in a sense, without spirituality or without religion? Because the reason I'm asking, we have that so much here, and so many stories, perhaps, of awakening, people can tie back to some type of religion, or even before spirituality, there would be some foundation or some framework there.
Yes.
Now for you said growing up in communist China, if there isn't that framework there, that intrigues me even more that you have this awakening. There's no reference point for it, right?
Wow. It's just at that period of time in China, but Chinese as a nation is spiritually or religionally is rooted in Buddhism.
Yes. So did you know of that growing up, though?
I didn't know when I was growing up, but I now knew. I have a deep...
But now you do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now I knew.
So I guess in a way I'm asking, how is it to grow up in communist China without religion or the idea of spirituality?
Well, at least I know in my generation, I grew up in a family that I was a baby in the family. I was physically kind of weak because my mother had me when she was 40. So I was promoted to an idea of exercise. So I grew up played table tennis professionally in sports school. So I was promoted with the value or virtue of working really hard and always have a goal to accomplish and do whatever the best I can, seeking the outcomes that I would like to see in my reality. So I always a working very, very hard person and never knew that. Now I realize what's inside of me is everything that I ever need. So I totally turned from seeking outside of myself, of seeking the reality, to totally seeking within and to have an incredible experience of awakening to who I really am and the reason I'm here and what I'm here to contribute and so on. And of course, one of the key things is what life lessons I'm learning. There is, though, a point of my life that I have. As I came to this country, I with my husband, we built from zero up, and I had a point, I had my business and built a seven-figure business, and then from there and go down to the tube. I think there were points in my life I was desperate and lonely. I was angry, and I was just frustrated and just not happy. And that was the point that would turn my life totally around and to go within, that I followed that my deep voice within me, to go within, meditate, and to have this incredible experience of awakening. And that's, and then my book was the birth of this magic.
Now, let me ask you, do you feel that, and we'll get to the book and all that, we've got, you know, quite a bit of time here. Do you feel that, in a way, looking back, well, first of all, let me ask you, when you were growing up, did you know that there had been religion before, that there had been Buddhism, and that the deep, you know, mysticism even of China, of the Tao, even the Tao Te Ching, did you know that that had was around at some point?
Wow. Personally, I didn't know all of that. I knew that that we have in my family. I knew my mother or my father, my grandparents, they were prayed to Buddhas and Kuan Yin, and that's all I knew. But I didn't knew the Tao Te Ching and all the teaching of ancient Chinese wisdom.
Yeah.
And I don't know idea, because we don't have the privilege of learning all that in the school, which is unfortunate thing. But yeah, I knew somewhat it's deep within me, but the conscious level, I didn't know much.
right. So now, let me ask you this, Ping Li. Okay, so now that you know all that and you've had your own awakening, when you look back at your life, even in China growing up, do you feel that there was anyway something guiding you or something spiritual already inside you?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. And even with the unconscious, the universe and is guiding me and giving me all the opportunity and to be grown up in the family where I was grown up, and giving me the life lessons and opportunities. It's all spiritually and universally guided to fulfill my destiny. And I knew that on the soul level, I choose the family I am. That's what I talk about in my second chapter of my book. You know, when I born, which country, which family, parents, and all that. But I choose from the soul level. But I was definitely spiritually guided and universally to fulfill the soul's destiny, which I will have this incredible awakening experience in America, because there's no way that I will have any such thing in China. There wasn't anything that I could learn to, an environment I can grow spiritually was just not available there at all.
Now, I wonder, too, because you also said, Ping Li, that you, when you were growing up in China, that you were, you know, very focused on your goals, and you were playing table tennis. When you look back at that, can you see a similarity to being focused on a path, or, and your, you know, a spiritual path? Do you see any similarities to that at all?
Absolutely. I see a personality. I am very dedicated to what I seek. I see that in everything that I do kind of play out, the characteristic of who I am on the personal, like on the physical level, is I'm very dedicated to the things that I seek. I'll do all that I can and never give up. And this kind of a theme to went through in my life journey, if you will. You can take a look. I went to college, graduate. I came to America. I received my master's degree in mathematics. I working as actuarial, a great career. Then I quit my job, getting my business. So for each thing that I do, you will see this theme of seeking profession and seeking definitely the outcome that I never gave up things I seek. Yes, absolutely.
So something inside you, in a sense, then, something inside you had you go on or follow a certain direction, right?
Absolutely. It's, I would say, on the soul level, the seed of seeking this awakening, enlightenment, of seeking a higher consciousness, love and light, it's very, very strong. And this is kind of the theme of spiritual enlightenment. It's a major theme of my life. And also part is to teach what I've learned, what I have discovered, and what I have experienced to all the humanity, to allow others to shine their lights, you know, to awaken to their own true being or perfection. And that's one of the reasons that I'm here this lifetime.
And so going back, because I'd love to dovetail this in, I love tying this in, because it does seem, you know, that you had this, let's say, formal awakening, but it also sounds like you were being guided all along, even when you were growing up in communist China, you were being guided, but also that the consciousness, the seeds of the consciousness were already there.
Yes, absolutely. Because I know we have many lifetimes, the consciousness is born at the level that it already carries a higher consciousness and already carried the seed of awakening within the consciousness. Absolutely.
I like that. So the seed was already there.
Absolutely. The seed was not there, then nothing can be unfolded within. The seed's already buried inside of us. And then attracting the situation, the things to our lives, and allow the seed to grow.
I love that. The seed is already there. It's planted, and that's what allows the spiritual growth.
Yeah, allow the circumstances to come when the time is right. Yeah, right. So to you experience this, a deep devastation of your life. You wonder what's happening, and to allow you take the time to go deep within and to unfold on the next level.
So now coming, so there you were very focused just on the table tennis, your goals, and that, did you feel fulfilled?
When I was younger, I don't have any sense of that. I think I was rather just doing what I was told to do, and also because the environment I was grown up, I think I have developed a sense of protection of closing my heart, not to the degree, in such a way so I can experience all the pains and all the joy. So I was rather like many of us, of just kind of doing the things that we were told to do and living the life without knowing much of feeling, on the feeling centers or in emotions. Of course, rather disappointed. It was too young, I guess, at that point of my life. That was from my elementary school to to high school. That period, about 8 years, and then I went to college when I was 20. When I was 16. I graduated when I was 20.
okay, so you were, okay.
But then, after we worked so hard and put out a lot of efforts and accomplishing the titles and the material status and the social position, the approval and things. Only in the later, in my 30s, I recognized that I was deeply not really feeling any fulfillment from all the things I have gained in title and material things and position, and not happy and fulfilling. And then, you know, the worst thing was my business went to zero. And all of that put together, I really take a good look at my life and realize everything that I worked so hard for all these years really didn't give me much. It is not what I really want deeply. So I knew I have to relearn to letting go what I have already learned and then to start over. And that's when the journey of really, I would say, accelerated spiritual growth started, when I kind of put down everything that I would seek up to now, the outside world, to seek within.
Now, I want to go back to that in a second, but we have a comment in the chat room, and I want to get your feeling of this, Ping Li. But Tammy is saying it sounds like she turned discipline inward to self-discipline, rather than something outside of yourself. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I then bring all my focus within. Instead of I seeking the business or seeking anything outside of me, I seeking everything within me, because I knew there is a way I can live easier, more joyful, more fulfilled, and have all that truly matters to my heart, to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I focus everything internally rather than outside of myself. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Now, one thing, and you know, and I've done, not just with this program, but I've had a television program, so I've done countless, you know, thousands of interviewing of people that have had turning points or awakenings in their life or spiritual understanding. What intrigues me, Ping Li, when you're sharing your story, is not having the outer foundation. So it seems that something so deep within you caused this direction. You know, I find it's easier if people have, you know, if people have grown up, Jewish or Catholic or Christian, or and most people in the States, you know, their parents may have had some experience with yoga or meditation, you know, prayer or certain philosophies, or even, you know, my mom was into Edgar Cayce and psychic reading. You know, all that is kind of here. So to me, it's like a natural occurrence of a self-development, of emotional development, that people would start turning within. But the tools are already there. Even if they reject the Catholicism or the Judaism, or they reject Christianity and go more alternative or what we call spiritually focused, it's already there in not just consciousness, but it's already there in form, because they were a part of a church or a synagogue. So it's a natural, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
What intrigues me is, how did you come from where you came from without having any of that externally? How did you know to start going within or looking within, as you say? How did you know to turn your awareness from the outer to the inner?
First of all, Michelle, I want to say that this, to me, is a choice of my soul. That.
Mm.
First one is the choice of the soul. The secondly is that I have not really experienced or introduced to many other religions or things out there is to allow me to have no limitations of what was taught, to have the boundaries or thoughts of others or any fears around this.
That's why I love this conversation, because for one thing, it does show, you know, the soul path, but also the miracle of the soul, of being spirit led, of following the soul template. That you didn't have that preconceived foundation.
Absolutely.
Oh, and it gives me chills.
And one thing I do want to add to yourself, as I was doing my business, I was attracted to meditation. So I was on the journey of meditation probably about four years or so at that point. I'm doing them daily, not because of seeking spiritual things, because for one reason, I just loved it. I just love to sit down. You know, there's a seed by loving doing this. And so that's another reason I knew I need to turn in, be quiet and meditate. So that was just a voice at the point of desperation I caught. I had to kind of give me this opportunity. Now I had to quiet down, to really go within, because I knew I've tried everything outside to do, you know, to seek the help to do. So all of that, it was imperfection, and to allow me the awakening experience, because I had a rather dramatic and very quick spiritual growth. I mean, I didn't know anything about Angel Nagard in just a few years. And by that time, after that few years, I already had an incredible spiritual awakening and a consciousness, and wrote my book. And that was my soul's desire, that I would do this within. But again, my purpose of doing that, it's not only for my own spiritual growth, the soul's perfection, but rather also to assist others, that I have experienced such a divine and a profound insights, so that I could teach and bring more light, higher consciousness and vibration to humanity, to assist this new earth, new era of humanity.
That's what we all came back to do.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the converging. We're all coming together. Yeah. Now, Ping Li, when you started going towards meditation, did you meet anyone that suggested that to you? Did you read books? Or did all of a sudden you just started feeling this way, or having a sense, I need to turn within, I need to meditate, or whatever you called it, whatever name you call this process?
Yeah, I was already doing my guided meditation, but at that moment of life, I became very serious. I gave up everything outside it, since I don't have any business to take care, and I turn off the TV, radio, the media. So this going within process become the number one thing, base thing in my life. And that's all I do. As my children go to school, you know, husband goes to work, and that's exactly all I do. It's like my only job, the most important job I need to do for myself, with go with. And then, you know, I have a journaling book, and people arrive to me, so I started journaling.
I guess what I'm asking is, how did you know to do this? Did you just start? How did you start, I guess? How was this first awakening for you, that where you started going more within, where you say, instead of focusing more on the outside, on the business and your goals, you started focusing inside. How? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Going inside. What you mean, the meditations I do on daily?
Well, yeah, when you first started, we'll get there, but when you first, what I say is there's, you know, many awakenings, but obviously when you started turning within or tuning within, you said that you started doing, not focusing as much on business or your, you know, outer goals.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about that time in your life and how did you begin to go within? How did you know to go within or even journal?
Well, It's an inner knowing to go within.
Oh, okay.
And also, it's just something that I knew I needed to do for myself, because I'm seeking many answers to the question of who I am, what I'm here to do, like why can I create my life more easier without working so hard? Because like working hard is my theme of life up to that point. And how can I have more fun and joy, you know, or fulfillment? And the universe, as I go within, the universe definitely supports me. As I was took a trip to China, as I come back, and I don't even remember, I ordered a journaling book, but a huge journaling book from Julia Cameron arrived at my mailbox. For some reason, that book feels quite, you know, attraction, that I felt like I need to do that. So I signed my name, dedicated, I would do for 3 months, every single day, right away. So that's how I start my journaling. And my journaling, to me, is another profound way to receive divine insight, healing, guidance, and connections. So very, very deep, and exchange with divine, along with my meditations, quiet down in each and every day. So it was the perfect two things come around my life. As I knew that this is what I needed to do.
See, the other thing I'm hearing from you, Ping Li, is that you said you asked. You started asking, how could I make these changes or make my life better? And if I'm hearing you correctly, then your intuition came, your inner guidance came and started directing you?
Yes, absolutely. The question was rather at the point I wasn't in the sense of I just wanted to find out how can I do that? Because my experience not allowing me to do or to have what I really want in my life up to that point. Yes.
But it first took the asking, it sounds like. And in the asking, your inquiry, your higher self or soul self, it sounds like, started answering you. Am I getting this right? And then and guiding you to right. And you know, Ping Li, I love it because you were very, you know, what do you call it, disciplined and outer focused. So of course you brought that to your path where you wrote the agreement to yourself. I love it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, looking back, and that's exactly how I do. I even communicated. I always talk to my mother. I said, you know, all my life has been just working. That's how I felt. All my life, I've been working. Nothing else. All my life, I've been working. Yes. Even my mother is around. She will be smiling at me. Because my mother just passed away, March this year. Yeah, I was in China, and it was just an incredible way. Now I knew her in the spirit, that I know she's around me. But I told her that all my life feels like I'm the only thing I'm doing is working. She smiles. Yeah.
Oh yeah. She knows. It's with you now. Were you able to be with her?
Wow, yes. I've been going back to China almost every year to see her. But last few years, it was a very, very difficult way to communicate with her physically. But I felt, you know, I felt her communicate with her at a much deeper level, and I'm very, very thrilled with my heart and the connection.
And felt the connection.
I now have, yeah, with her in the spirit world. Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Now, one thing, we have an interesting kind of question and comment from a mentee in the chat room, and I want to get your take on it. They're asking, when it comes to energy reading, people who live in low, impoverished neighborhoods, and they're saying ghetto, but it could be any place, low or impoverished neighborhoods, what are the energy blockages in those neighborhoods? Because those neighborhoods are very different from other upper class neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thought on that?
Yes. Well, first of all, the environment kind of influences us.
Where we live.
As a matter of fact, I have one chapter about aligning your physical environment. So the environment is important as where we live. So it's very easily to take on the consciousness of that environment, whatever the consciousness may be. The consciousness could be, you know, this is the life. You know, you can see the higher possibility, or you have a lot of limitations in the material abundance or potential, the highest good, and things like that. In the thought form, or in the feeling center, or in the vibration, and of course in the energetic level. So it's very possible to take on that. Consciousness that you're close by, yeah, grown up with.
Now, how would one, because, you know, in one way, you know, we're talking, and also generalities here, but you can say maybe in communist China there was a maybe impoverishedness, maybe of spirit, to some degree. So how could one be, finding themselves in that kind of environment, not have it, I guess, affect them as much? Is that possible?
Well, I think this is a great question. I've done many interviews. It was never asked before. From my feelings, where we were growing up, even though when I was growing up, when I was born, I remember my parents told me, like, a pound of egg will cost like a month of salary or something like that. Okay, not to be exact. Mm-hmm. Meaning that we lived at a very low level of material abundance, to put it that way, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, in my feeling of material, what I never felt I have any lack in material, in the material nature, or lack in money, lack of such things. Because I guess in my environment, that was everybody's reality. It was not such a thing I was more lacking than anything. That was the reality. So there's no issue of lacking as what I felt as I grown up. So it was no difficult for me to create material abundance when I was in America. It was very interesting. I don't feel any sense of lack. So it really depends on, I think, the consciousness of the environment. You know, people can have a millions of dollars, but they still in the consciousness of lack and the poverty level. But you could have just have enough to take care of everything, but you live at consciousness of just, you got everything you want. So it is not, I guess, in terms of material level or whatever it is, but more so it's how you feel and the thoughts and feelings that if you have lack inside of you. Does that make any sense?
So it's more, oh yes, yes. So Tammy is saying also in the chat, she's abundance consciousness is not the environment specific. And she's also saying you didn't allow lack as part of your consciousness.
Yeah.
So you had something else you were connecting to inside.
And also, it's also not only you're learning from the experience and the environment. Also, we came from a consciousness as well when we were born. So I knew on the very, very deep level, I have very abundant consciousness in my deep being. On the conscious level, yes. The subconscious level as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Wow. Well, some of it must have, it's subconscious, but it obviously must have become more conscious or more aware. It seems like it did come into your everyday living to some degree. Something extra. You know, it's the mustard seed in the Bible. I keep going back to that because, and you mentioned this too, Ping Lee, about the seeds. It's,
yes.
People are seeded. You know, we're all seeded. Now, this brings a question I want to ask you because, and you touched on this, because we all, many of us carry the seed. We have the seed and we know we have the seed. And it's like a, you know, our DNA encoding. We are an energetic encoding, you know, like a little alarm clock. Something goes off and we start mm-hmm. having certain rights, certain thoughts or remembering.
Yes.
Now, for some, though, that seeding, I don't know if it's either not there or it's going to, or it's awakening later or it needs some kind of trigger, which I'm sensing your 22 steps of awakening to your divine essence is to help people awaken.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel some of us are put on the, are seeders or have the seed and are going to help seed others? Or do you feel that, let's say more of the mainstream or general populace, do they have the seed as well?
That brings a great, great question. I guess as we evolve and become mm-hmm. higher and higher and conscious in vibration and
right.
in divine alignment, actually, as more of us living in that level, we actually transform entire humanity because then we'll transform the entire consciousness, what people think is normal. When we transform the entire consciousness from lack to abundant, then everybody's seed is transformed. So it is. It's a major work that we came here to do, that raising the vibration from each individual, shining the light in the higher realms of reality, as if we're living on Earth, have the reality of higher reality. So enough of the people are in that state, we literally change the entire consciousness of humanity so that everybody will have the consciousness of pure light and knowing who they are instead of now, that we're working in this dream, living in this dream and not being awakened to who we really are and didn't know our true being and working in the physical reality day in and day out. Just, I guess, awaiting, right, for the transformation
mm-hmm.
or doing what is necessary. You know, we do have different focus and different lessons of each lifetime.
Mm. So you're saying also, so many of us, so as the consciousness is raised, it begins to, it is affecting others then.
Absolutely. We affecting others just being out on our own light. Like Jesus or Buddha, they will raise other people's consciousness and vibration to a higher level just by their presence. And they heal just by work through being carried by the light and the higher consciousness. You actually open, you allow others to live at the higher consciousness and the higher light. You liberate them as you liberate yourself for just by being your presence.
Mm. just by the presence. Because I guess, you know, as all consciousness, it's not so much what we're doing, but how we're doing it, that radiates out right into the field or the universal field.
Absolutely. The entire collective consciousness of the universal mind, because the energy, the feelings that we radiate, it's like the broadcast. It goes out and everybody can receive. It's available. Mm-hmm. It's like this is now available rather than it is not available. If it's available, more and more people can tune in and reaching higher, because you are already there. So you have built the foundation for others to find the vibration to reaching up. Easier, much easier, like as if we've opened the doorway for others to catch up, to follow the light.
Now, you have your book, which also is available on Amazon, Awakening, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth. What do you feel our soul's purpose is?
You mean my personal soul's purpose?
Yeah, your soul's, your personal soul's purpose. And then you said, you know, fulfilling your soul's purpose on Earth. Do you think that there are general purposes for people, or is it very specific? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know each form is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Each form of the job that we're doing here, rather unique. But it contributes to the entire humanity. It's in the, it's raised vibration to bring higher consciousness. It's rather a common goal that humanity wanted to accomplish. But our job in the form, in the physical reality, might rather unique.
Yes, okay. And like when people, go ahead.
Like we have the, you know, we are all each doing different type of work. It's unique to your specific gifts and your life experiences, as what you do and as what I do are very unique and different. But yet our essence of contributing to the humanity as a whole, it's the same thing. We are accomplishing, raise the vibration, contributing the higher and the more love and the light, or that part, are the same for the humanity.
And do you find that that's why sometimes people have maybe a similar purpose, but they're doing it differently because it's meant to be individual?
Absolutely. I believe that. I believe each of us, it's like in the symphony of this beautiful humanities, or whatever you call it, and we each have a very unique note to play. And in that, it's our soul's note to bring the symphony to a beautiful harmonic and song. Yes.
Now, how are you guided to write Awakening, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth? How did you come to write this title, to be of service in this way, is another way of looking at it?
Well, as I was feeling that, you know, rather feeling and knowing it's time for me to write. I kind of showed a vision that if my book, if people are holding my book, if it's kind of a light to lighting up within their heart and within their energy field. And as more and more people holding my book and transform into light, and all these lights are connected and kind of bring the healings to humanity and heal the earth. And I see that kind of vision. I just, when I guided to write the book, and I would just sit and kind of sketched out how many chapters and what I'm going to talk about and the titles for each chapter. And that was the first step. And then I just bring light and do a prayer and just and sit down. Just each chapter just come like beautifully, like as it is.
Now, Pingli, what were you doing before you started writing the book? What were you focused on?
Oh, I was in the health and nutrition business, home business and health and nutrition. That was my last business, and then I had a career as actuarial as a consultant for a corporate America.
Mm-hmm. And while you were doing that, were you still, you know, journaling and meditating, and was that inner guidance still there?
When I was doing my job as a corporate America, I didn't know meditation yet at that point. But when I was doing my business, I was introduced to a meditation rather to manifest my physical reality than any spiritual growth, rather to inquire to manifest the goals I'm seeking.
Then,
you know what I mean?
right.
It sounds like me, right? Right.
I love it. Yes.
I have no idea. I was introduced in that way, creating wealth. Yes.
It's perfect, though, because I can see, you know, some of us over in this, the Western here could use a little bit more of this focus and discipline.
Yes, I know. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, here's something, Michelle, because unfortunately, sometimes it really takes the downward spiral in our life to make us really focused, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
The position, and we go, there's no way more to go down, can only go up.
Yeah.
And that I experienced. It wasn't a good place to be, but I'm telling you, this is for the highest good if you do. You know, in your life, yeah, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll believe you. Yeah, I've had a couple of those, but yeah, there is something to that, and then you have to really also focus on what's really important for you or right for you.
Yes, I knew that the reason for the transformation that I have experienced was a sense of desperation. Was a sense of I had to figure this thing out. I had to, you know, I knew everything I did in my life, like, didn't bring me the things I really desire. It must be another way. You know, it's a demand kind of thing. It's something you had to do or had to discover or had to. I forgot. I need to open the door. I'll be right back.
Go ahead. I'm going to see, 718, you did have it pushed that you, number one pushed. 718-318, you're on Awakenings. Did you have a question or a comment?
Oh, this is a mentee. I was listening now because she answered my question already. So just
oh, did she? Oh, good. Okay. Did she?
Yeah,
okay. That's great, a mentee.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my, Well, this interview is 1 hour and a half. I have my son's 11. She just came back from school, so I was locked door all over.
Oh, okay. I love when these things happen. It just keeps everything so real. You know, answer the door.
Yeah.
You know, one time we had the lawn, lawn blower or something. The gardener had come. And the guest was, I have to go tell the gardener to be quiet because you could hear this, you know, the lawn part. So it's like, why not? That's the beauty, you know.
Yeah, that keeps everything in perspective, right?
That's right. That's so true. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we still have lots of responsibilities in the physical realm. So now you can just in the la la land.
Right, exactly. We'd like to, but anyway.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to, yes.
Now, you talk about in your book also, well, two things that I love, your true nature, but also who are you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for you, what is that? What do you want people to know about their true nature and about who they are?
One of the things I really want them to know is we are not identified by titles, positions, what we have accomplished, mm-hmm. how big is our bank account, what are our social status, and so on. Because these are, you know, if we seek these, we kind of mostly are seeking an approval from others. Because if we are no reference with these titles and the things, we free up ourselves from seeking these things, which that frees a lot of energy. We can do our inner inquiry because we're no mm-hmm. longer bounded by these titles and the things, because we normally associate with these titles, the positions, and what we have with prestigious and with, they are better, I'm not so good. You know, I'm better, they're not. So these are our energy wasters, like take away our focus and the energy from focus within. So only if we allow these parts to let go, so we'll discover the divine being, which is our true nature inside of us. So I want.
Yeah. I like how you say they're energy wasters. Tell me a little bit about that.
Because the reason I'm saying energy wasters, I mean, just for my in my personal life, I seek all the success and the things in my life. I thought, well, this way, you know, people think I'm successful. So in other words, I'm doing all the work I'm really doing for others. That's one of the reasons that we don't bring fulfillment inside of us. We rather was working to approve to others we are worthy. So another key thing I said was our worthiness is not identified by the titles, you know, whatever the positions, the things you have accomplished, and how successful you are in life, is identified for who you really are within by your birthright. You are eternally honored and worthy all the good and everything there is for you in your life. Mm-hmm. And most of us are struggled on the value because we are nothing to our, we are value, and that's one of the reasons are lacking so that we cannot create abundance or fulfillment or things that we rather desire in our life because we put that as I'm not worthy to receive. So I want to clear that so to allow you to know that you are worthy of everything because we are child's God by birthright, and letting go of this title what you have created. Some people, you know, they have not created much of success in their life. They think, well, that's who I am. I'm just not worthy of receiving. But no, it's not. So as who we are in our true nature, we're worthy of everything. So if you're letting go your circumstances and where you are right now today, so allow this worthiness within you to merge into your consciousness, then you can create whatever you think you're worthy as a child of God. This is a key point to create the life that each of us really seeking the expression of the form in our physical reality. But we have to build that form of in our inner reality, which is a worthy honor ourselves to receive.
Mm. So the energy, so it sounds like also that it perhaps is taking away the life force energy.
Absolutely. because anywhere we put our thoughts, attention to, it takes energy. And these energy are based on judgment of who is better, who is not as good. You know, these are a judgment of lacking things. It will definitely lower your vibration and keeps you away from a God, the essence of real oneness, where we have it all. So keeps the separations with the divine and keeps the judgment to go in the mind. All that form in the cycle and the circle again affects your mind, your emotion, in your body, in every way, in your physical form. Are just not good at all. It's not serving anyone in any way.
It really does get down to vibration on some level, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Really.
Everything is in vibration. Talking about that, Tammy, I have a guided meditation, vibration purification, and energy healing free teleclass tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Good. So, let us know this so I can put it also in the chat room. So Ping Lee, you have what is the name? Is it a workshop tomorrow?
Actually, it's a teleclass. But what I'm doing, I'm doing meditation, take you deep within your being, and take your higher to connect the spirit realm, and then I do energy purification, which is, you know, help you purify the energies that pull you down. And also doing an energy healing.
This is a telecast. And just, I'm going to put it in the chat room, but also for those that are listening now and listening later to the archive, where can they find out more information about this telecast that you have tomorrow, which would be, Thursday the 22nd, right?
Yes, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, the website, the link that you can register is Awakening. It's kind of a long one. Awakening is my book title. Awakening Book Launch. Book Launch. LAUNCH.com. Then /free-. Guided.
Free. Say it again.
Guided, guided, hyphen,
okay.
Meditation, M, like Mary, E-D-I-T-A-T-I-O-N, hyphen, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, hyphen, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G. .html. And you
okay. Now, can they go to awakeningbooklaunch.com also? Can they just go there and find it? What's your phone going out a little bit? Probably?
Yeah. So maybe you think, did you get it? Michelle, did you get it?
I got it. I don't know if the listener. I don't know if the listeners might have gotten it, but can I? I'm just going to put in the chat awakeningbooklaunch.com.
/free.
Yeah, that's so long. That's so long. Do they have to go? Can they just go to your website? And is there a link on the website?
Actually, another thing that they could do if they want, they can email support@mywebsite.com and
okay,
then
email support@awakeningwithinpath.com
and then I can send out the link so they can join in.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Tammy, for putting that in the chat room. So you can also go to support@awakeningwithinpath.com and you can get information. And so this a guided meditation to align to the spirit realm and also for purification telecast is tomorrow, which is Thursday, April 22nd, which is also Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everyone. And what time is the telecast on, Ping Lee?
It's 1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
1 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I realize how perfect it is your interviews today, so we can help
That's
even
me.
More people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. Yay. Now, we did have another question. Okay, let's see. Hi, 718-318. You're on Awakenings.
Yeah, this is Minty. I just wanted to share that, you know, on my path, I noticed that some of my friends are being revealed to me. And one friend I want to cut off, and one friend cut me off for her reasons because, you know, she can be very controlling and manipulating. And this new person in my life has actually come closer to me and actually has been a great deal of help in my life as well. So that's the vibrations that I've been kind of dealing with. Even though my guard is kind of up with the other person, I'm still, you know, watching out. But at the same time, I'm noticing that the things with my friends that I've known for a long time, it seems that they're breaking away, you know.
Absolutely. As you continue to transform in your vibration to a higher level, and what happened was the older friend is no longer in alignment, well, distanced, and the newer friends who are more in alignment with your higher new vibration will come into life in perfection.
What do you think, what can you, because that is a common thing, Amenti, that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What can you share with people? You know, one of my teachers used to say spirit uses honey. So sometimes, you know, we get the honey on the path, and then all of a sudden, it's like slamming on the brakes of the car. You know, everybody, friends are gone, job is gone. It's like, what the hell happened? Everybody's gone, you know. So do you have any thoughts of that, Ping Li, how people can deal with that? You know, what is the way, you know, you said it's because you're, obviously there's a shift, and so these people are, or these jobs are no longer in alignment, but what do you suggest for people when they encounter this on their path?
It's hurtful, but you have to face it, because if you don't face it, it's going to only get worse. That's what I feel, and that's what I've learned. It's going to only get worse in a very much more hurtful way if you don't face that this person needs to be, you need to go another way from the person in your life, you know.
Perfect. And Ping Li, any thought that you have also? That's great, MNT, thank you. Ping Li, any thought?
That was wonderful insights, and also I knew on the soul level, we're learning to letting go is one of the key things. See, in order to go higher and raise the vibration, we must let go. Judgment on the material realm of people and the things and everything. Eventually, we have to let go everything. Soul level is the greatest lesson to learn to detach, to let go of the past. It's a lesson to learn.
So you're saying, say that again. So in other words, to raise our vibration raises, you're saying we're letting go.
Yeah, we have to let go because there are different vibes. We have to let go. Everything that on the physical level has a lower vibration rather than the spiritual level has a very high vibration. So in order to go higher and to become part of in alignment with the spiritual realm of pure love and light, we had to letting go and purify the vibration that we carry. Most of us in the physical realm, we have to let go and purify. And in the sense, we're also letting go people and the things in our life.
So we're letting go of one to go to the next, which is really getting more, but...
Yes.
On some level, it's letting go.
Yes, absolutely. Is at the point that we don't carry anything so that everything we desire will come to us easily. Because when we have an attachment to things, the things that we want, it's hard to come.
So in a way, we're in a constant process, you know, organic process of letting go of the lesser.
Yes.
To align to the greater.
Yes. It's like we have to give up the good in order to obtain the great. we have to let go of the great to obtain the ultimate, you know.
We have to, oh, I love that. I'm going to put that on the Twitter from you.
Yes,
we have to let go. That is perfect because, yeah, to obtain the ultimate. We do. It's like we get to a point, don't we, as human, you know, human divine beings, you know, light
yes.
beings, that we realize we let go of the lesser, but now we have the great, and we want to hold on to the great, but
yeah.
there is something after the great, right? So,
yeah. If we don't let go of the great, then we won't be able to experience and see and feel what is ultimate is look like, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I'm putting that on Twitter, my kingly. That is, yes,
wow.
In order to get to the ultimate, that is, oh, that is brilliant. There is our path, you know, because we do, we get to, you know, and Tammy's putting in the chat, non-attachment,
yes.
you know, it's, you know, that's the letting go of attachment. Debbie is saying letting go of attachments is like letting go of weights in order to soar in the hot air balloon. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you can do an exercise, I mean, I had in my book, you know, if you go through, because our environment tells a lot about us. If you go through your closet and take a look how many old clothes you have now wear, how many children things that no longer need is still there, do you see how much attachment of a human that we are is? We're attached to a lot of physical things. So in order to go higher, so you start to notice what you're attached to, and then you letting go and gave away and clean up. As you do that, I promise you'll feel a new sense of well-being and energy, just fresh air of vitality that blow through you, and your entire house will kind of enlightened, and your feeling will just energize. And I have been in this process of clean away and clean away. As I clean the inside of me, I clean the more about my house. Gave away, like every month I have one big bag to the place that they can't come and pick it up. So as I clean up more my environment, and this supports me to go higher. So when I go higher, I clean up the environment again. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like an up spirals going up and up, and you not only transform your own vibration and energy, you transform your entire environment, and that supports you and also transform the people that you live with. So in that incredible, wonderful way of transformation, of letting go and going higher and higher.
So it really is, what I'm hearing you say, it really is a constant. There's this process that is continually happening, which I guess is part of our soul's growth or our soul's path.
Absolutely. It's moment to moment. There is a choice, going higher or going down.
Right, that's right. It's like,
there's no point.
Well, if you put it that way, Pingli, then that makes it a little more, you know, easy to make the choice, you know, higher or down. Like
yeah,
that.
Higher or down. You know, it's very simple.
Yeah.
Yes. You want to hold on or you're letting go. You know, you want to give a love or you want to give a judgment. It's very simple. We all know. But when we are in the vibration of this low energy, we can make the right choice. And that's mm-hmm. the key, I guess, my job. One of my deepest desire was to support, to transform the inner reality so that we know what we need to do. It's like we can't make the choice to do the right thing. And that's the thing that we're kind of stuck. You know, we're stuck in between. We know what is the choice we need to make, but we can't make the choice because we are in the low vibration. So my desire is to come to transform, to raise the vibration, transform the inner reality so that you'll be able to do what you know you need to do better and easier with joy. So in that regard, your life will be transformed easily and effortlessly.
Helps you make that choice then.
Yes.
Amenti, you're still on. Did you get your question answered?
Oh, yes. I didn't know I was still open. I did want to say something really quick. I wanted to say really quick that it's like, it's kind of amazing because sometimes when you begin to walk this path and raise your vibrations and you call out to the universe for what you want, you know, sometimes it could be very shocking because I got a little frightened of what I started to see, what was revealing to me, because it can be very hurtful. And I guess what amazed me more is this one person got closer to me, and the people I thought were the most closest to me are the ones that I'm pulling away from. So it's like everything kind of did a flip-flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it unfolds in the realm beyond the ego, so we usually don't know how it's going to occur, right?
Right,
Yes.
Really,
there's many reasons we're closing to a person. We could be being with a person because we need the approval from other person, or we need it in control of that person. These are not for the highest reason, but the only close with people that come from the heart, love and joy. And so we might, the universe will give us some lessons. The first, we need to let go of seeking the approval from others and seeking the control of others. And in order to open the heart, to have the love and joy, to have the right person to come. So sometimes for what we ask, we might have to be tested first. We have to letting go first in order to have what we want. And that's a lot of time we see people stuck in the position because they are not allowed to give, which is no longer serve them this way. Then they cannot have what they really want. We are stuck in the position again in life that we feel very, very stuck in both sides. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yes. How about for you, Amenti?
As far as what?
Makes sense to you?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, it does. It makes too much sense.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing. It was great, great food for thought, for spiritual nourishment and wisdom. Thanks for calling in, Amenti.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Amenti.
Oh, Pingling, this has been wonderful. And we also have Tammy in the chat thanking us for this great interview. Uh-huh. Another one saying thank you for this great discussion. Little Light is saying today's show had such warm and loving energy. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Ah, so if you want to give your website again, that would be great. Is it the Awaken Within
Path?
Path. AwakenWithinPath.com will get people to you and information about you.
Yeah, actually, they can sign up my easing, weekly easing called Awakening Your Soul on the top. On the top left-hand side when they come to my website. It's not big box, but they can put their name and email so they will receive my weekly easing, Awakening Your Soul. It has great value. And keep
Perfect.
Up with everything that I do, yes.
Thank you so much, Ping Li, for being on Awakenings. It was a wonderfully awakening conversation. Thanks for so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Tammy. My honor.
Much peace. And that was author of Awakening, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth, Ping Li. You can reach her at awakenwithinpath.com. And thank you so much, listener participants, for being with us on this wonderful day of fulfilled awakening. And as always, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and keep awake. Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time. More information, email us at awakening@selfandlight.com. Keep awake.